The Apostle Matthew began the first gospel of the Bible with these words, "The book of the generation of Jesus Christ." He ended his book with the words of our Lord, which said, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the ends of the world. Amen." After our Lord's invitation to Matthew to follow him, he arose and left all and followed him. And now, delivered from the power of the enemy, being redeemed from his greed and guilt, wanted to say so to as many as possible. Having experienced the joys of sins forgiven, he sought to tell others the good news. Matthew, the publican, the tax collector, arranged a feast on a grand scale and invited the Lord and the disciples, and also a great company of fellow tax collectors, to come. Matthew himself puts it in these words, "Behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples." Luke is more descriptive and says that Levi made him a great feast in his own house, and there was a great company of publicans and of others that sat down with him. Matthew wanted the men among whom he had worked to be there as he confessed his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. This was Matthew's way of showing that he had forsaken the old life and that he was not ashamed to own the one who had made all things new. This was his way of introducing Jesus to the other tax collectors as well as others who needed the salvation. By eating and drinking with publicans and sinners, Jesus laid himself open to misrepresentation. Jesus sat down with the pariahs of society and brought on the charge that he was a friend to publicans and sinners. Have you ever wondered what was there about Jesus that caused the publicans and the sinners to want to be with him, to hear him speak? Have you ever wondered? The scribes and the Pharisees murmured against the feast. These religious hypocrites, shut up in their own narrow sectarian life, had to learn that Jesus came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Jesus told them, "They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." One of the characteristic features of the writers of the Gospels is their absence as to many details respecting their own personal history. Matthew says little about his experience among the other apostles, but what is evident, he made much of Jesus in his gospel. Matthew appears to be unconscious of himself as he wrote. No other writers whom the world has known have so completely hidden themselves in their subject as these men. And Matthew, more than the rest, kept his own person and thoughts in the background, telling us nothing directly or indirectly about himself. He wanted the one who had done so much for him to be exalted. His ambition can be summed up in these words, "Not I, but Christ be honored, loved, and exalted. Not I, but Christ be seen, be known, and be heard." We may not have the privilege of writing a gospel about the King, but we can live and labor for him, allowing him to develop powers within us and dedicating them to holy purpose. Matthew will always remain an inspiration. As long as his gospel is read, his transformed life is a reminder to the outcast of society today that they can also experience the power of Christ to change the current life. The apostle wrote all he did about the Savior that his readers might experience in their own lives his power, able to make them disciples. If we cannot tell all that Christ is, we can tell all that we have seen and experienced of His grace, may your life and mine present as faithful a portrait of the King, even as Matthew's gospel does. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.